This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Audrey Raj,
Frida Liu,
and our producer Christine Wong. We're with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. Today's topic of discussion, whether or not you can go a full day without checking your social media, and we're asking you to get in touch via social media, of course. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 is the number. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Where shall we go first?
Let's go WhatsApp.
Oh, Audrey, yes.
Audrey first. Let's
She raised her hand first. Frida, okay. Too slow.
So this is from Eddie, who says, the key to this and many other things in life is moderation, and know what your priorities are. Have time for everything. God willing, we will just be fine.
True. Hmm. All right. So on WhatsApp. All right. A quick one. I think soon, if I don't help myself out, I might die from anxiety. So in this BizBytes talk now, you guys are discussing about being on social media. Now I'm on it daily, but I'm on it for my business. I run a full-fledged online business. So I'm stuck checking on my competitors daily, getting worried about how I might be charging too high, them getting the same supplier as me. And that kills me why I get stuck on social media, spending all my time on it, ruining my schedule. Hmm. Help. Okay. Maggie Bass, thanks. Yes, when I left my tablet in the office, yes, because I'm a baby boomer, it's a no when I have to check the telegram for my daughter's school message and also any missed calls because I've aged once at home. Otherwise, my main problem is addiction to the games, not social media. I prefer to occasionally chat with friends or better still meet up to update wrinkle counts. Okay, Tianyu, he got back on social media. Social media now is newspaper. Nobody buys papers anymore.
True.
So, no, it's very much like CNN or BBC breaking news. So this, you know, and from Nick said, well, yo, if grandmas and grandpas could do it back then, so can we. That's it. That's with social media.
I mean, the thing is about addiction as well, or rather addicts, they'll always find a way to do it, and they'll always find a reason to do it. What, you know, they'll find a reason. Oh, I have to do it because of my work, or I have to do it to check my sales figures, or I have to do it, and it becomes something else, right? It becomes a driving force rather than something.
You flip to something else.
Exactly, because your mind is constantly flipping between.
Well, I'm here. Might as well be here.
Right.
Be here.
Oh, let me just check this. Oh, that's an interesting piece of news that they've just posted. What's that about? And you end up reading the news story, and then the news story goes through. Your WhatsApp comes in. Somebody's talking to you, and you're like, flip, 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 and your brain is going, oh, I love this, I love this, I love this. And before you know it, you're tired. And you keep saying to yourself, why am I so tired? It's your phone. That's it. Simple as that.
Exactly.
Next story, please.
Yeah, so this is a story about why companies need to stop ignoring those without a digital presence. So we're talking about the digital divide here. Amazon recently launched a new credit card that was designed specifically for consumers with bad credit. So it's got the same perks as a typical Amazon store card, like your 5% cashback on purchases, but it includes financial literacy tips to help shoppers learn more about building credit with the eventual goal of finally graduating to a full-fledged credit card. But Amazon's foray into financial products for the unbanked also reflects sort of a frustrating and growing problem that we have. Millions of households in the United States and across the world, they don't have checking or savings accounts, and left with few, if any, paths towards developing a credit history, these unbanked adults turn to, you know, your money lenders and your check cashers with exorbitant fees. So it just makes it more expensive to be poor. Now, when I read that, I was like, that makes sense, doesn't it? Right? And it thwarts the odds of these unbanked people from actually crossing the growing that line to get into middle class. So as it turns out, there is a similar trend that may be playing out in the labor market as well. The digitization of recruiting has created opportunities for many, but it's also rendered millions of people around the world invisible to hiring managers who guard the gates to economic mobility, if you think about it. So the digitization of the labor market has been a boom for job seekers. We now have access to millions of job postings to various sites, even on LinkedIn and Facebook. Everyone is getting into recruitment. Workers aren't limited by geography. They can spot a job, like, even in different countries and emerging fields, well beyond the boundaries of their social networks and their communities. But as the application process has transitioned online, employers in search of candidates have also become reliant on metadata. So if you apply for a job, you know, I can go on Facebook and see, you know, what your personal life is like. I can check on LinkedIn to see who you're connected with. You know, I don't have to rely on the referees that you've provided. I can actually contact someone else that I've seen on that's connected to you via LinkedIn, right? It's things like that. And as because people can do this, you know, they've also developed, I think, like recruitment software that can eliminate candidates that apply for jobs just based on keywords. Like, if you are Mandarin speaking, if you've taken accountancy and things like that. So if you've not, you're automatically eliminated. But what about the people who are not online, the people who do not have a LinkedIn presence or a Facebook presence? You know, if you are not online, you are completely not in this basket of right. eggs that they can choose from.
Right.
Right. So that is where the problem is. So I think there was a survey done in 2015 that said that 92% of hiring managers now turn to social media to find potential recruits for job openings. 87% use and trust LinkedIn the most. One study released earlier this year said that job seekers have a comprehensive LinkedIn profile have a 71% higher chance of landing a job interview. But the thing is, so, you know, it's great for all these job seekers. It's also great for employers. But this kind of cuts both ways, because candidates who lack a digital presence on professional networks, they do not have a chance on getting on a recruiter's radar.
Right.
So we are alienating millions of people who really need to cross into that middle skill worker segment, and they can't just because they don't have a digital presence.
Wow. And so, you know, very interesting, because I had a chat with the Evening Edition last week about talking about developing a personal brand. And she says that that's the thing, right? We all have a personal brand, whether, you know, whether it's visible or not visible. It's up to you, but unless you're completely like off the grid, right? People don't know who you are, so you can control the narrative of, if you're going to have a personal brand, you can control the narrative by being online. So, but it's so strange that there's so many people that are still not online.
Yeah,
wow.
and they are the ones that really need to cross that line,
yeah.
right? So there was another study that was done, and it was done in Utah, and it was a LinkedIn experiment, and that one highlighted the importance of helping link these people who are unbanked, you know, in the lower income groups. To get them on, to have an online presence so that they can find new opportunities and chart career pathways for themselves and finally get out of that segment of the population, right? And we know how technology is transforming the labor market. Platforms like LinkedIn, they're creating transparency and efficient ways to help these people, but they just need to get on the platform.
I mean, playing devil's advocate, there are people who choose not to be online, you know, for whatever reason.
Yep.
My brother is one of those. You know, he has a very small social media footprint. And the truth of the matter is he's always struggled to get a job that he really, really wants. And when I've tried to have this discussion with him about this, you know, he's like, and this is where it hurts, is the fact that I don't want to be on social media. I don't want to be on LinkedIn. I don't want to be discoverable. Yet I want a decent job. And I feel as though I have to kind of give away a part of myself to do something to survive. And it becomes that, you know... And it's a hard discussion to have with somebody,
right?
Because you see the benefits of it, but also I understand where he's coming from, you know?
And I think
I get it too. You know, for me, I feel like you have the right to be invisible. You have the right to not live your life online, you know, and maybe you don't want a LinkedIn account. It's just unnecessary. You don't want a Facebook account. You like not having those notifications, or you just like being private.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then it does render you being invisible to the recruit, to the hiring managers around there, and to opportunities.
Well, to the types of jobs, perhaps, that you're applying
and
for.
The world has revolved. This is what it is, right? So if you don't want to be on Facebook, you don't want to be on Instagram, fine. But I think at the very least, you need to earn an income. And LinkedIn is the place. You don't have to be, you know, just at least have a profile of what you are and who you are so people can find you. And that's work, right? You don't have to do any more postings than you need to, although LinkedIn has changed in its strategy and all that. But just have your professional information there, you know. Mm.
So at the end of this Fast Company article, it says here that companies shouldn't overlook those without a digital presence, because by doing so, they're not tapping into a massive pool of potential talent. But how do we get, like what Amazon has done, you know, they've catered to those unbanked and given them not so much of a credit card, but like kind of like a debit card thing. You know, is there something that, you know, recruiters, or that could there be platforms out there that could do something like this, so that this segment of the population aren't invisible to recruiters?
Okay, let us know what you think, folks. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break with the young veins. Take a vacation. Our question of the day, of course, is can you go a full day without checking your social media? Let us know. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.